Chapter 24, Teams and Collaboration. I have been in business long enough to know this. No one succeeds alone. Behind every so-called self-made success story is a team. Mentors who gave advice, partners who shared the risk, employees who carried the load, friends who offered encouragement, and family members who provided support. Even if you cannot always see them, they are there. The myth of the lone hero. We love the story of the lone hero, the person who fights against all odds, overcomes every obstacle alone, and emerges victorious. It is inspiring, dramatic, and emotionally satisfying. But it is not real life. In the real world, every significant accomplishment is a team effort. Steve Jobs had Wozniak. Oprah had mentors who believed in her long before the cameras did. Athletes have coaches, trainers, and teammates. Leaders have advisors and supporters. Trying to do everything yourself does not make you strong, it makes you limited. Why collaboration matters. Collaboration multiplies strengths and covers weaknesses. Where you fall short, someone else shines. Where you lack perspective, someone else sees clearly. Where you lack energy, someone else can pick up the slack. Collaboration creates synergy, where the combined efforts produce results far greater than the sum of the individual parts. It also sparks creativity, since different people see the same problem from different angles. And it provides accountability, because a strong team will not let you quit when things get tough. Doing everything alone is admirable in theory, but it is almost always a road to exhaustion, frustration, and burnout. Happiness and connection. The happiest people are rarely the ones going through life as lone wolves. They are the ones who build and nurture teams, not just in business, but in friendships and families. Think about it. Success is sweeter when it is shared. Victories feel bigger when celebrated together. Struggles feel lighter when you are not carrying the weight alone. Life was never meant to be a solo mission. Even nature tells us this. Geese fly in formation to reduce wind resistance. Wolves travel in packs. Bees operate as a unified colony. Progress is a group activity. A personal note. When Kay and I built our company, we quickly realized we could not do it all. We needed people with different skills, fresh ideas, and energy in areas where ours ran low. At first, asking for help felt uncomfortable, almost like admitting defeat. But once we embraced it, everything changed. Our business grew faster. Our stress decreased. We built not just a company, but a community. That is when it hit me. Success is never truly mine. It is ours. And the same is true for you. Building your team. You do not need a corporation to have a team. Your team can be a circle of encouraging friends, a mentor who challenges you, a supportive spouse or partner, a family who has your back, colleagues who collaborate instead of compete. Your team is anyone who lifts you higher, helps you grow, and shares the journey with you. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Teams in everyday life. Many of the world's greatest accomplishments have been achieved by teams working together to solve a problem or create something new. In just about every autobiography I have read, the successful person praised the people who stood by them, supported them, and contributed to their achievements. People talk endlessly about teamwork, but teamwork is not limited to the office. It happens at home, in the community, in friendships, and in social groups. The family itself is often our team one. Most of us collaborate with others every day, whether we realize it or not. Structure matters. A team works when it is properly structured. If you research the making of the IBM PC, you will find an excellent example of a strong, high-performing team. In my own small business, I view the people I am privileged to work with as my team. My management style is more horizontal than vertical. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone contributes to the outcome. To describe this approach, I often use the example of a canoe. The canoe analogy. A canoe is an interesting vehicle because each person in it is equally responsible for keeping it upright, stable, moving forward, and heading in the right direction. No one wants to be the person who tips over the canoe. Everyone must paddle. Everyone shares the responsibility of steering. No one can simply sit back while the others do all the work. If even one person stops paddling effectively, the entire canoe slows down, drifts off course, or becomes unstable. The rest of the team must work harder to compensate. Even as the company owner, I am part of the canoe team. My efforts must match everyone else's. My only additional responsibility is to set the destination. In large organizations, this strategy may be harder to use top to bottom, but smaller departments and divisions can function in a canoe-style structure remarkably well. The three C's of teamwork. So, what makes a team work? I use a simple strategy called the three C's: collaboration, cooperation, and communication. Collaboration, listening to ideas. To collaborate means to listen. Really listen without judgment or criticism. It means hearing everyone's ideas and staying positive about their contributions. Good collaboration makes people feel valued. Cooperation, coming together. Cooperation is coming together and choosing as a team which ideas serve the goal best. It means no one person dominates decisions. Everyone has a voice. Everyone buys it. Communication, staying together. Communication means stay together. It includes ongoing discussions, updates, reviewing objectives, adjusting strategies, and ensuring the team stays aligned. Good communication prevents hidden agendas, power struggles, and misunderstandings. It keeps the canoe steady. Group 1 and Group 2 within teams. Earlier in the course, I described Group 1 and Group 2 people. These distinctions apply to teams as well. Group 1 individuals, the takers, reactors, and negative critics, can harm a team if not managed carefully. Group 2 individuals, the givers, collaborators, and positive contributors, help teams thrive. On a strong team, no one gets all the credit. The victory belongs to the group. This is why spotting Group 1 and Group 2 people quickly can help you understand how to communicate and how to set expectations. Working as a team is not the place for egos, superiority, or hidden agendas. A final thought on teams. It would be wonderful if everyone in the world embraced the three C's. Imagine what life would look like if we all collaborated, cooperated, and communicated with clarity and goodwill. Teams succeed when individuals choose to rise above ego and work together for a shared goal. When you surround yourself with the right people, you do not just succeed, you become happier. Teams are not just about achieving goals. They are about belonging, connection, and meaning. Life does not suck nearly as much when you are not paddling upstream alone. Reflection, exercise, build your team. Make a list of the 5 people who influence you most. Are they helping you move forward or holding you back? Identify one area of your life where you need more support, work, health, relationships, or personal growth. Who could you invite into your team to strengthen that area? Commit to investing in your existing team. Send a thank you, offer support, or spend meaningful time together. Remember, no one succeeds alone. Build a team that will walk with you and watch how far you can go.